Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website ontheedgesofchange.com. Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the week of September 26th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Well, my friends, it is all about Mercury this week. Mercury turns forward at the end of the week. More on that in a few minutes. First of all, on Monday, September 26th, Mercury, who is still retrograde, is conjunct Venus at 26 degrees of Virgo. Now, conjunctions are when the two planets appear to be together in the heavens, and it means energetically these two archetypes are really integrating with each other. Mercury is that storyteller part of yourself in the world, the bridge maker, the one who opens to messages. It's all about communication on so many levels. Now, being retrograde for the last few weeks, that's the timeout period. Remember, a retrograde phase is when the planet appears to move backwards in its orbit. It's never actually doing that, but energetically, the archetype is slowing down and going within and saying, wait, time out. So we've been in this time out with Mercury and wanting to really get quiet and stop our usual communication patterns to notice things. Now, Mercury began going retrograde in the sign of Libra and then appeared to go backwards into the sign of Virgo. And this is where it is as it conjoins Venus. Venus, that relational one of you, the lover, the one who cares about people and situations. It's about your values. Both of them coming together in the sign of Virgo, this grounded earth sign that is about healing and analyzing and assessing what's in alignment, what's out of alignment. How do we bring things into greater wholeness and healing? So when you have a Mercury-Venus conjunction, you're thinking about love. You're thinking about what you care about, what your values are, how you're managing your resources. And when they come together in that grounded sign of Virgo, it's a great time to assess, you know, is this really the essence of what's important to me? If something is off or needs healing in a relationship, inside or out, how can you bring healing to it? How can you find a form that's more congruent? And you want to be watchful because the wounded side of Virgo can be very critical and you're not doing it right. You know, don't fall into that too small expression of Virgo. Rather, lean into the healing journey of what is it I really want to say or express? What has worth and value to me? Am I letting my loved ones know how much I love them? Am I showing up in a grounded physical way? Virgo. Virgo loves service. It's like, I love you. I'm going to help out here. But not as a doormat and self-sacrifice gig, but rather as a deep, grounded, healthy, balanced energy. Okay, so that's Mercury conjunct Venus. And then on Tuesday, September 27th, Mercury, still being retrograde, is trining Pluto at 26 degrees of Virgo Capricorn. Trine means Mercury's 120 degrees away from the planet Pluto in the heavens. And that is seen by astrologers to be a harmonious relationship between the archetypes. Pluto, the great deity of the underworld, the transformer, the systemic change artist, the one who says, I smell it, it's over, let it go. This is the agent of death and rebirth in a very relentless, get to the heart of the matter character. In Capricorn now, as you know, for a long time, seemingly since 2008. So this deep call for systemic change with our structures, our organizations, our ideas about the right way to do things. how to be in control, how to get things done. When Mercury trines Pluto, it's a penetrating mind time. This is a great week for you to be tracking, how do I go deeper with something? Because both of these planets are in Earth signs, Mercury in Virgo, Pluto in Capricorn. And they come together because the Virgo energy with Mercury says, I've been thinking about something. I've been noodling around with, ooh, it doesn't work this way. It works this way. Or this is what's really called for greater healing or bringing things into alignment. And then Pluto says to Mercury, great idea, make it so, but do it thoroughly and don't do it half-assed. Okay. And by the way, maybe that great idea that brings things into balance demands some kind of structural or systemic change. So go do it. Now, this is important because Mercury is trining Pluto 3 times in the summer-fall time period. The first time it happened was on August 22nd, and now September 27th. And the last time that the trine will happen in this current cycle is October 6th. So really, you have about a 6-week period with Mercury, Pluto, that's been asking and inviting you to don't hang out in the superficial, okay? Go deeper. Like, go investigate. Go find out what's really going on. If you want to actually enact healing and wholeness and bringing things into alignment, then really do it. Roll up your sleeves and get in there, okay? So great time to be thinking more deeply. And this is particularly important because if you remember from last week, we had a Sun-Mercury conjunction cycle, which begins a new 4-month Mercury cycle. So still being with, if you have new ideas or projects or, wow, I could really go do this, great time to keep feeding it and going a little deeper with it. You know, still kind of be musing of it and incubating it, but notice the deeper streams that are there. And also, Mercury trine Pluto in interpersonal relationships really supports you to get real with your loved ones and have those hard conversations in a grounded way, in a way of ultimately wanting to serve each other and help each other. So that's there. And then finally, hallelujah, Sunday, October 2nd, Mercury does go forward. We call it station direct at 24 degrees of Virgo. That means from our perspective on the Earth, it looks like Mercury's done going backwards and going forward again. Now, Mercury's been retrograde since September 9th, when it appeared to go backwards at 9 degrees of Libra. The main takeaway with this Mercury retrograde cycle is that it began in the sign of Libra, Mercury in Libra, and then Mercury appeared to go backwards into Virgo. And now it will go forward again into Virgo, in Virgo, and then will re-enter Libra and continue on. Now, when Mercury goes retrograde and crosses the line between 2 zodiac signs energetically, it means our review timeout period, retrograde, involves those 2 energies. Libra is a balance sign of harmony, relationships, reciprocity, being nice, being kind. But it also has a deeply wounded side of being a people pleaser, of over-accommodation, of making nice when it's superficial. And so Virgo, as this very grounded earth energy that says what really helps, what really serves, these 2 energies, Mercury going backwards, retrograde from Libra into Virgo and then forward again, what might have come up for you in the last few weeks is looking at your communication in relationships, whether it's personal, family, partner, work relationships, friends, to say, quit making nice. Quit trying to be balanced and accommodated in a way that's false. Because the Virgo, Mercury going back into Virgo, says, what do I need to express for greater alignment? I got to get something off my chest. Can I do it in a clean way to bring balance back into my life? If I want to, you know, repair a relationship or take back hurtful words or somehow go back and heal a communication process that's been difficult. Great. Mercury going back into Virgo says, you have these ideas and ideals, Mercury and Libra. We could do this and it's all like this. But the Virgo is very grounded where the rubber meets the road and says, right, now how are you going to actually make that happen? Whether it's healing in relationship, it's an idea, it's a project. And so there's like taking our ideas, Libra's an air sign of the mind, oh, I can balance this. I could bring beauty this way. We could do it this way. And Virgo says, give me the details, dude. Okay, like how are you gonna actually make this happen? Write it down. And then as Mercury goes forward, it isn't that suddenly you say, full speed ahead, let's go, because there's a whole journey with Mercury as it appears to go retrograde. It slows down, appears to slow down, just like you would brake if you're coming to an intersection and you're going to back up. And then once it finishes appearing to go backwards and it begins to go forward again, it's not turning on a dime and away we go. It's like, okay, I've been kind of going backwards, and I gotta, ooh, now I'm gonna go forward. How's it gonna be? All right, let's try this. So you wanna look for this time of adjustment, and maybe you find communication patterns are easier, or things that you've been waiting on for a couple of weeks suddenly opens up and you can go. But don't be reckless, especially because Mercury's going forward in a grounded earth sign. It's like, okay, I think I've got a game plan now. I think I was gonna go, all right, let's go. And the other thing that's important here is Virgo ultimately is about service. Yes, it is about analyzing and figuring out the form or the way I want to communicate or express, but ultimately it's about healing. And one of the important processes you may have experienced with this Mercury retrograde cycle is to look at your own mind. And where might there need to be healing in your own mind? Whether you're caught in narratives that are too small for you, or you're caught in your woundology where you keep replicating the storyline of harm and trauma that's not good for you or anyone else. Virgo says, no, let's not let our minds be caught there, because our minds are powerful and can access deeper healing experiences, deeper wisdom, mysterious ways of understanding, and deep, deep knowledge and depth. So there's also a timeout that you've been in, that we've all been in, like, what's my healthy mind about? What's a more healthy way to think? What's a more healing mindset? So just notice what's there for you in this very strong Mercury week. So a poem came from Rumi to honor different ways of knowing. And I invite you, particularly as Mercury's going forward at the end of the week, to notice your other ways of knowing, your other kinds of intelligence that are not the enculturated consensus reality indoctrination that we all get. Here's what Rumi has to say about it. Two kinds of intelligence. There are two kinds of intelligence. One acquired, as a child in school memorizes facts and concepts from books and from what the teacher says, collecting information from the traditional sciences as well as from the new sciences. With such intelligence, you rise in the world. You get ranked ahead or behind others in regard to your competence in retaining information. You stroll with this intelligence in and out of fields of knowledge, getting always more marks on your preserving tablets. There is another kind of tablet, one already completed and preserved inside you, a spring overflowing its spring box, a freshness in the center of the chest. This other intelligence does not turn yellow or stagnant. It's fluid, and it doesn't move from outside to inside through the conduits of plumbing learning. This second knowing is a fountainhead from within you moving out. It's a freshness in the center of the chest. A fountainhead from within you moving out. To invite you this week, dear ones, as you might be sensitive and feel this pausing going forward of Mercury, inside yourself, notice what's underneath the Pluto depths, what's underneath your everyday enculturated habitual thinking. Can you pause and touch that fountainhead, that spring overflowing its spring box, and allow that deeper knowing to move out from within you? You might do a little Mercury goes forward party this week at the end of the week, celebrating what you have gathered with knowing and wisdom in this time out of Mercury retrograde in the last 3 weeks. Bless your journey. Take good care of yourselves.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.